Today, as I was mentioning throughout the last 24 hours, we were welcoming a new minister to the show. She had not been on the hot seat before, and now proud to reveal it is the education minister, Mrs. Adriana LaGrange, also the MLA for Red Deer North, I believe, or Red Deer South.
Or Red Deer North.
Yeah. Red Deer North, yes, right. Okay, so first off, welcome to the show, Minister. Great to have you on. And the first question I have for you is that, you know, obviously I'm sure you're hearing a lot about parents, staff, students. They're excited to be back in class for their students, but probably do have some nerves about the spread of COVID. Could just remind us of some of the regulations that are out there so parents could feel good about their children back in the classrooms.
Absolutely. Well, and I agree with you. Parents and particularly students are very excited to be back. I've heard a couple of stories of high school students where they were actually crying because they were so happy to be back in the classroom and so happy to connect with their peers. So since last March, going back to when we went to at-home learning, when the pandemic first started, we really worked very diligently to ensure that we put together a very strong comprehensive plan. We worked with our education partners, we worked with Dr. Hinshaw and her team, and so we developed a plan that was going to be responsive, that we could bring our students back to school safely, as well as be nimble enough should whatever occurrence happen that we could shift to other ways of learning. And so we continue to have a very strong plan, as I've said. We continue with the health measures. We continue to have enhanced cleaning in our schools and on our school buses and in high contact areas. We continue to have the masking for particularly grades 4 and up
right.
staff. And when there is an identified case within the classroom, we have contact tracing. We've stepped up the number of contact tracers, and we are really ensuring that when a case is identified that has actually been back to school or perhaps contacted other students or staff, that those strict isolation measures are adhered to. So all of that has contributed to an overall very good response. In terms of very low numbers of students and staff that are testing positive for COVID and very low transmission within schools. As of today, we have less than 1% of students and staff who have currently tested positive for COVID, which is great considering we have about 740,000 students and about 90,000 staff. So tremendous work, and I give kudos to the staff and the administration and all of the teachers and frontline bus drivers, caretakers. They're doing a tremendous job to keep our students safe.
No doubt about that, Minister. It's definitely a team effort. And also as well, we know one of the big goals of your ministry in 2020, choice in education. And just, I guess, remind us on the benefit of this, because I know what did become a bit of a partisan issue on where, you know, in terms of public schools, but just remind us the benefit and of parents and students really choosing. I know my family back in Montreal really appreciated that when me and my sister were younger, being able to, you know, have that choice of where my sister went to school, for example.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a mother of 7 children, and I have now
wow.
7 grandchildren.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. The youngest grandchildren were just born, identical twin girls, so I'm so excited. Can't wait to hold them, but
wow.
That's another story. But Alberta has a very long, proud, and successful history of choice in education. And just for reference, we do have public, we have Catholic education, we have Francophone education, we have charter schools, we have private independent schools, and we also have homeschool. And so the Choice in Education Act was very much celebrating all of that great choice that Albertans have come to appreciate over the years and reinforcing the fact that it's parents, not government, who have the primary responsibility and right to choose the type of education that really suits their family needs best. And, you know, I know of families where one child is going to a public school, another one is going to a charter school because that program that they have meets that particular need of that particular child, and another one is actually homeschooled. So having that choice that really speaks to the needs of the individual learner as well as the needs of the family really has been beneficial. And I'm happy to say that Alberta has the best choices in all of Canada.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Also as well, I'm originally from Montreal, so I went through the public school system, sometimes the private school system, depending on the year, and now I'm starting to see homeschooling emerge as a very increasingly popular method of learning, not just in Alberta, but across the country. Overall, what are your thoughts on homeschooling, and for, I guess, those who don't understand, how is a student who's homeschooled able to demonstrate that he or she is meeting the learning objectives according to provincial standards?
Right. Well, again, this is a choice that parents have available to them, and they often make that choice to homeschool in the best interest of the needs of their children as well as their family. What I can say is that not all homeschool students use the Alberta curriculum, but they do follow a program of studies, and they, in that program of studies, they have regular assessments. So very much like a bricks and mortar school student would, they are assessed on their competencies and the outcomes that are required for that program. That being said, the Alberta diploma is a very desirable and world-recognized diploma, and so for those students who want to graduate with an Alberta diploma who are homeschooled, they still are required to write the diploma exam, and they also have to meet all of the prerequisite credit requirements. So there's many ways to get that Alberta diploma.
Great. Also as well, I asked, I know I have Minister Doug Schweitzer on the show regularly, and you know, one of the things I asked him about is topics like machine-based learning, artificial intelligence, even financial literacy, which, as you know, in Ontario, that's starting to make its way into classrooms under Doug Ford's administration. And do you keep an eye on these emerging trends to be able to say, for example, one day, like, that could be taught in a high school, like a subject like financial literacy, for example, or artificial intelligence and things like that?
Absolutely. I'm in constant contact with my cabinet colleagues and my caucus colleagues. They bring forward ideas as well. I have a very large department of over 500 people who continue to monitor what are the emerging trends, what are the best practices, what are the needs. I hear often from parents and family members. The one thing that I can honestly say is that everyone in Alberta is very, very passionate about education. And so I hear from many, whether it's parents or whether it's business owners, that they really see a need for financial literacy. And we have committed in our platform that we will, in fact, ensure that financial literacy is embedded within our new curriculum. And while we're waiting for that new curriculum to come forward, I can say that we are on track. We just had a pilot program that addressed financial literacy with thousands of high school students, and it was so successful. I've been getting letters constantly from students and from even staff members saying they really found it so beneficial that we are looking to expand that moving forward. Yeah, but definitely it'll be in the curriculum, and I can assure parents of that.
All right, good. That's I know talking to my father, who's an accountant, believes financial literacy is important, but I guess as an accountant, he may be biased on the subject, but it is an important thing in my opinion. So, Minister, you're a longtime school board trustee, long time, and what are some of the lessons that you maybe took from your role as a trustee to bring into the education ministry?
Right. Well, the one thing I can say that I really learned, I apologize for the ringing in the background.
That's okay.
The one thing that I could say that I can really that I did learn from being in as a trustee is that relationships are very, very important. So, you know, that old adage, relationship, 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 I agree 100%. So the relationships that I built over my 11 and a half years as a trustee, and then I was provincial president of the Alberta Catholic School Trustees Association for 3.5 years as well. Those relationships are very important. We need to listen to each other. We need to listen to all sides. We need to ensure that, you know, we're all working and pulling in the same direction. And so the fact that I do have such a strong understanding of the education system, particularly the background governance,
yes,
financial components of education, has been very, very beneficial. And it certainly has enabled me to, you know, get that big picture of helping the system move forward.
All right, Minister, and my last question for you before we let you go here, and I always, we do this on the hot seat whenever we have guests on, we always like to learn a little bit about what they're like away from the political world. So when you're not spending time trying to advance Alberta's educational agenda and try to, you know, help students learn a little bit better, I mean, you did mention 7 children, 7 grandchildren, so I'm assuming that that probably ties up a lot of your time, doesn't it?
That ties up a fair bit of time. Not ties up. It's a real pleasure and honor
to
interact with my family. But my husband and I also farm, and we manage a trucking operation as well. So that keeps us busy, very busy. As I said earlier, I'm a bit of a workaholic.
I can relate.
But when I do have some free time, I really do enjoy, baking, cooking, reading, doing some puzzles, spending time outdoors, enjoying the beautiful nature that we have in Alberta, and we are so blessed with such a beautiful province. So anytime I can get outside and get a little bit of fresh air and get some work done outside, I always enjoy that.
So baking, so that means if there's ever a time when you come up here to the Peace Country for an announcement, will you bring us cookies?
You know what? My family background is Italian, so yes, I make a fairly good tiramisu.
Oh boy! I'm sold.
If that would do instead of cookies.
I'm even more sold on that. That's great, Minister. Thank you so much.
A pleasure. Nice to be chatting with you, Kenny, and I hope to be back on the program sometime soon.
Looking forward. This is Education Minister Adriana LaGrange. Her debut on the Trending 55 Hot Seat.